Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
We have a sleigh full of festive seasonal holiday events happening all over Wisconsin to share with you this hour on this December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 30th. And the very jolly Gary Knowles is here with us once again with his Wisconsin events sampler of things to do and places to go in the state of Wisconsin in the month of December. And I hope you will share with us some of your plans for the holiday season. Do you have some traditional activities or events that you always attend? Does your town put on a holiday festival or a Santa parade, or do you plan on seeing the Nutcracker or a Christmas Carol? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and is a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He's our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. What an honor to have Bob Dylan do my lead-in, and you, of course.
But, well, you know. We did that on purpose because producer, director Bill Martins learned that Bob Dylan Santa song was one of your favorites.
It's one of my holiday favorites. Yeah, when I heard Bob Dylan was doing a Christmas album, it kind of made my Christmas.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out. I didn't know that Bob Dylan did a Christmas album.
Well, yeah, pretty unusual, as you might expect.
I bet. Well, so you are going to be getting into the Christmas spirit this weekend already.
Yeah, I guess kind of along the same lines as Bob Dylan singing a Christmas song. I'm going to see Santaland Diaries.
The David Sedaris essay that turned into a play.
It's a story about his experience as playing an elf at Macy's in New York. And I've seen it before, but it's one of those things that can easily become a Christmas tradition because it's really funny. It's a good portrayal. And Sam Mern, who's going to do it out in Mineral Point at Shake Rag Alley, is really a talented presenter. And so we're gonna go out there, and it runs tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night as well. And I guess on Sunday, I think they also have a performance on Sunday.
Very good. Well, yeah, that's I saw that performance in Madison a year or so ago, and it's quite funny. It looks like Mineral Point is also doing some illuminated shopping for a gallery night on December 1st.
Yeah, it's the last of their gallery nights in Mineral Point on Friday. On Saturday, and the illuminated shopping is always the real special kind of wind-up of the year. They actually have luminaries all up and down High Street and Commerce Street, which are the two big business district streets there, and lots of artists are opening their galleries. A lot of things that they've been working on make nice little Christmas presents, so if you want to do some shopping locally, good way to do it. And they even have people on the street corners roasting chestnuts, and, so it's kind of like a trip to old Cornwall. Wall in some ways.
Oh, way. Yeah, that sounds good. Do you like chestnuts that were roasted on an open fire?
I've had them.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're my favorite.
I can't say that. I probably wouldn't drive out there if it was just for the chestnuts. But it adds atmosphere, I will say that. I'm not the biggest chestnut fan in the world. Of course, aren't they related to Buckeyes anyway?
I'm not sure.
Although Buckeyes, I think, are poisonous, and
you don't
as the
those.
Badger football team will tell you. But.
Speaking of poisonous, there's an annual lutefisk dinner coming up on December 1st, and
you talking about the one in DeForest?
No, well, might be one there,
I
too.
I think there's one in DeForest, yeah. Which is the one you're talking about? Now, I know I've got a few of them here.
It's on December 1st. I'm not sure.
Okay. Oh, the one in Ashapan. Yeah, that's right. Big Norwegian lutefisk dinner up there. All the trimmings, they say. And so I suppose that means lefse. Because yeah. I think, isn't that all the trimmings you can have with lutefisk?
Is lutefisk something that's often served around the holidays?
As I understand it, it's a fish that's preserved in lye. And there's actually a song that is out there somewhere. You'll have to ask your producer if he can find it. It's called Lutefisk Lament. And it's a story of a Minnesota boy who, of course, grows up, and one of their rites of passage is that they have to eat lutefisk. And I know there's a lot of people that love lutefisk. We'll probably get calls from them.
Right, and I was just kidding. I've never tried it, and maybe I'll be brave enough someday to try it, but the soaking in lye thing doesn't appeal to me too much.
It's a learned taste, I think, an acquired taste.
Well, something that does appeal to me is the taste of chocolate, and November 30th, tonight, in Janesville, there's a Taste of Chocolate event going on.
Yeah, that ought to be pretty good. It's at the Rotary Gardens down there, which is also lit up really well for the holidays. So you can go down and you can satisfy your chocolate cravings and also take in that really neat holiday light show down there. And Rotary Gardens is fun any time of the year. This time of the year, they're really big on the holidays. So good time to go to Janesville and
I've always wanted to see those gardens. I'm going to put that on my list of things I want to try to do in the month of December because that'd
be a good place to go.
I had said last time you were on, Gary, that I was going to try to get to, for my Tell Joy Where to Go assignment, I was going to try to get to the Leonardo da Vinci Machines in Motion exhibit that is in Appleton at the History Museum at the Castle in downtown Appleton, and I didn't make it. I was in Appleton, but I just couldn't make it over there. But I'm going to do that before January the 6th because that's when it finally closes.
Yeah, it does run through January the 6th, and then you probably have been to the Houdini exhibit there, the mm-hmm. Houdini Museum part of that, and it's right in the same building, so you can go to that. Nearby, and over in Neenah, not too far away, as you know, they're all kind of connected by the Fox River up there. You can head over to the Bergstrom Mahler Gallery, where they have a really neat glass show taking place. It actually kind of based on the work of students of Harvey Littleton, who was a University of Wisconsin professor who really kind of revived the art glass movement in this country. And his students went out, and probably the most recognizable name is Dale Chihuly.
Oh, yeah,
whose
sure.
work, of course, is at the Cole Center, but you know, it's magnificent stuff that he does. It's all over the country. And actually,
I think it's even at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, yeah. You go to the Bellagio, and I think it's up in the ceiling, isn't it there?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that ought to be a really good show. That one runs through February the 24th. So, yeah, get up there, get up to the Fox Cities.
Yeah, not exactly a holiday thing, but that's what we're looking for. It can be a holiday event. It doesn't have to be a holiday event. Could be something that you try to do every year. Maybe it's something new this year. Maybe it's a tradition. Maybe it's something not so traditional. 1-800-642-1234. Tell Joy where to go in December. What are you doing? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You will also find on Facebook the Wisconsin event sampler that Gary put together for us, for you, so you can check out all the different events that he compiled, and we'd love to add to the list this hour. Let's check our weather forecast for today. It's going to be cloudy and cool, but it doesn't feel that bad out there right now. Patchy fog, a chance of light freezing drizzle today. Highs will be in the 30s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Last Friday was Black Friday, and millions of shoppers took to the stores and websites. What kind of customer service did you find? Coming up on At Issue after 3, Ben Marins and his guest will discuss customer service and hear your war stories. Or maybe a good story. This is the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, November 30th. And as he is about once a month, either the last Friday or the first Friday of the month, Gary Knowles is with us. And he puts together a list of events happening around the state that we share on Facebook, the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and at WPR.org/joy. And you share with us activities and events that you are planning to do in a given month. You can get the word out on something that is happening in your community, and you can get some good ideas on things that you might want to see from other listeners, too. You know, I often pick an event that is shared on these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and I go and visit your community, and I'll report on what I did. I might post a photo from the event or the activity. This past month, I went to Washington, D.C., and that's where I took the Where is the WPR magnet photo. You can check out the photo, the Where is the WPR magnet photo, on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And this is going to be the last contest for the Where is the WPR magnet photo. We had randomly been selecting winners who would correctly guess where the magnet was, and then we would send the winner a magnet of his or her own. We're almost completely out of magnets now anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we have been noticing that maybe we're getting harder at the actual photos. People are having a harder time guessing. And then when we have a winner, some of the winners, you know, just were like, well, yeah, thanks. That was fun. I don't need the magnet. So, or weren't claiming their magnet. So we figured, you know, let's formally end the contest, but we'll still from time to time, especially during these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, post photos from different places in Wisconsin, different events and activities in Wisconsin, and do it that way. So, but anyway, you can still have your last opportunity to win your own magnet if you want to guess where in Washington, D.C. is the WPR magnet, which is on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And thank you, Gary, for taking a lot of photos of that through your travels, too.
Well, it's fun to do that, Joy. And, of course, you know, I was thinking maybe the answer is maybe you've been everywhere now.
not quite. I'm looking forward to two more ideas. And we have Mona in Baraboo with
us
first. Hi, Mona.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm suggesting to come to Baraboo on December 8th when we have our Edwardian Christmas celebration, which has the L. Ringling Theater decorated and tours, and they'll be playing the Mighty Barton organ.
Ooh.
And you can take a carriage ride up to 531 4th Avenue to the Sauk County Historical Museum, where we have 12 live trees decorated, and we'll have musicians, everything from medieval recorder consort to strings and saxophones and brass and carolers going on with our really fancy gingerbread house and treats. So that's from noon to 7 on December 8th.
Well, that's great. And I think, didn't I see you have a holiday fair coming up too?
Yeah, that will happen all that day.
Oh, okay, great.
There will be a lot to do. The carolers will be going around town, and they'll come up to the museum and sing, and the Village Voices, and Tootie and the Bowfish will be playing.
Tootie.
All right.
Tootie and the Bowfish.
Yeah, good.
That's a string and flute ensemble.
Yeah, and I remember hearing something like this last year, and what got me was the live tree exhibit.
Yes, our trees are live.
I see.
And so our theme is my favorite thing, so each tree will be decorated following a line from the song, from The Sound of Music.
Oh, neat.
And
Sounds good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I always enjoy visiting Baraboo anyway.
It's a great place. And thank you so much, Mona. Happy holidays, and thanks for letting us know about your various Christmas celebrations in Baraboo on December the 8th. I will certainly put it on the calendar. Linda on Facebook says, the Sauk Prairie Area Historical Society's Salem Raggetts Historical Church will be the start of a tour of country churches on December the 9th at 1 o'clock. The other churches on the tour will be the Denzer UM Church, Leland St. John's Lutheran Church, and Black Hawk UM Church. Experience the way Christmas was celebrated in years past with the churches decorated for the holidays, music and refreshments, etc.
Oh, that's such a pretty area up there anyway. And that drive over to Black Hawk is just outstanding. So, yeah, I think it sounds like a really good one.
Sounds good. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, travel writer Gary Knowles, and this is our December Tell Joy Where to Go program. We wonder if you are planning on doing something festive this month, or anything else for that matter. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lots of festive holiday-related events going on around the state. Lots of holiday cheer to be had. And, you know, the song that I played just before coming into this segment, Gary, was a modern version, apparently, of White Christmas. We don't have any, well, at least not in southern Wisconsin, we don't have any white, but I think the northern part of the state has some already.
As I understand it, I think Superior, Bayfield, kind of the northern part of Wisconsin's coast up there, didn't they get socked with like a foot about a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting ready. I know that if you live in Bayfield, Santa Claus doesn't come on a sleigh. He comes on the ferry.
Does he?
And, yeah, I think they have a ferry arrival. Well, I want to say it's probably the 8th of December. I think Santa and Mrs. Claus comes with them on this one. They ride the Madeline Island Ferry. Somehow they land, I think, on the landing strip over at Madeline Island, and then hop the Madeline Island Ferry and go over to Bayfield. And they'll come in on December 8th.
I may not be able to do it in December, we'll see, but if I can, and there's snow, I want to be able to get up into the Northwoods area and get on some snowshoes or get on some cross-country skis. I can certainly do that in southern Wisconsin, too, if there's snow, but I want to make a visit up to the Northwoods in the winter. It's been a long time.
It's so pretty up there, you know, and the whole landscape changes once the snow hits, and it's like, you know, actually, one of my favorite Christmas songs is It's a Marshmallow World. By Darlene Love. When Darlene Love does it, it's great. But, I mean, it really, you know, the trees look like the Michelin Man up there. You know, they just get puffed up with snow, and it's beautiful.
You know, I saw something on your list that I had never heard of before. This sounds really interesting, that I can take a helicopter holiday lights tour in the Kenosha area.
You know, it's the first time I've seen that listed, too. And I spotted that, and I thought, wow, I need to go do that. And, the Lakeshore Helicopter people in Kenosha offer tours, and you can tour up and down the lakeshore out there, which, of course, so many places are decorated for the holidays. But what a great way to see the lights from above, you know. It's kind of like almost like seeing the fireworks from above, I imagine, you know.
Yeah, that would be exciting.
That'd
something
be real
very
special.
Very unique to view it from the sky, and that goes on all month long.
Yeah, it's a thing. You have to make reservations, obviously, and give them a call. But if you want to check our list, we've got the phone number on there, and they have a Facebook page too, I believe, and you can find them on Facebook and contact them to make a reservation.
And I know that if you have little ones, that you might want to get your letters to Santa. How do I get Rudolph to sign off on my letter to Santa?
Well, you know, one way is to go up to Rudolph. Rudolph, Wisconsin is north of, for people that don't know, and a lot of people don't know, but Rudolph is a real little town. It's north of Wisconsin Rapids, and by the virtue of their name, they wind up every year doing a special postage cancellation from Rudolph. Of course, famous for pulling a sleigh as well. And they have live reindeer usually up there. You can go up on, again, this is on the 8th of December. You can go up to Rudolph. They have a little festival they do, and it's really fun. But at the post office, they will cancel your letters there if you bring them up that day. And I didn't have the instructions, but in the past, I know you could send to the postmaster at Rudolph. You could send your mail, your pre-stamped mail. They will stamp it and throw it in the mail up there so that you get the special artistic Rudolph cancellation on your postage.
Fun. And they actually have a fest or some sort of reindeer festival on December 8th, too.
Yeah, they they actually have live reindeer that they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And I hesitate to say petting zoo, but you can get pretty close to the reindeer. And I think they have a silent auction. I think they have horse-drawn rides, too, if I'm not mistaken, up there.
There we go.
It's really a nice festival.
There's another one for the list. Oh,
yeah. another thing to put on there. And there's a number of those that are a little off the usual. So
let's go to Shannon in Lodi next. Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. My suggestion today is on December 24th, the American Red Cross does a blood drive. It's an annual event. It's at the Alliance Center in Madison, and every year my family goes and donates blood.
What a great tradition
that is. That is good. It's at the Lion Energy Center, free parking, I hope?
Yes, it is.
that's really nice. That's a good thing to do.
What a giving thing to do. And I know that the need for blood is always higher around the holidays because many people are traveling and that sort of thing and busy and maybe not giving blood, too. So good for you, Shannon. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure there are other blood drives going on in other communities around the state, too.
I think there are. I don't recall any of them on the list at all. I was just looking to see if I had any on here. But that is really a good point it's good to put those out there.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm due for my next blood donation. In fact, I was going to do it this week, but something came up. So, yeah, maybe I could. Maybe I should wait until the 24th. We'll see. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we have time for Vicki and Racine. Hi, Vicki. What's going on there?
Hello. I know one of the things I'm planning on doing this December is going up to the Milwaukee Art Museum for their Rembrandt Up Close exhibit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes. It's only going to be here until January 13th, and it's a chance to see some of the great masterworks without traveling to Europe. They've got Rembrandt, Van Dyck, and Gainsborough featured.
Oh, that ought to be great. Yeah, I think some of those Rembrandts are pretty rare, aren't they?
Yes, and they've never been out of Europe before, so... It's a great opportunity.
Sounds great. I am absolutely going to try to make that. I love going to art exhibits, especially of the masters.
Yeah, and that's a great museum over there too. I mean, anytime you can go, I like.
Do they deck out
there.
The wings at all?
Yeah, the wings flap. I think twice a day. They, you know, in good weather. Someday it'll take off. Probably head over to Michigan. But
yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much, Vicki. The Milwaukee Art Museum's Rembrandt exhibit. Well, we'll check news, we'll check Wisconsin Life, and then we will be back and take more of your calls on this December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. What are you planning on doing in the month of December? 1-800-642-1234. Do you have some holiday-related events circled on your calendar? What do you do to get into the holiday spirit? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network. We will continue taking your recommendations of things to do and places to go in December in Wisconsin, whether it's a Santa train or a holiday fair or a helicopter ride to see the Christmas lights or a lutefisk dinner. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. But first it's time for Wisconsin Life. Every fall for the past 6 years, the O'Brien Family Farm near Brooklyn hosts an old-time barn dance that draws hundreds of people. It's a potluck dinner and dance inside a former dairy barn. Seth Joveg brings us the sound of this year's event.
Anybody want to dance? Let's find a partner. We're going to start off with the Virginia reel. After that, we'll get into some square dances and... We'll teach you everything tonight, like we always do. So welcome back. Find a partner, get out on the floor, and we'll get you lined up into little sets to do the Virginia reel.
My name is Dan O'Brien, and I and my brother Mark operate O'Brien Farms Incorporated, which produces hybrid seed corn. I'm 70 years old, and I've been farming all my life. The barn was built in 1938. It was a dairy barn up until about the last 12 years. Then we refurbished the barn for Connie's wedding 8 years ago.
Well, after my wedding, there was never really a plan to use the barn. And my friend Paul and I were just brainstorming one evening at our neighbor's house and just decided that would be a good way to use the space. He's a fiddle player and he could get the music together and I could kind of do the rest, so we just decided, hey, let's just try it. Have a potluck and invite your neighbors and put on some music and see if people are interested in that sort of thing. And I think the first year we got 250 people and we were just really amazed.
If it gets any bigger, we have to build onto the barn.
Yeah.
Want to start it right there?
I think we've really had people from all over the state probably come.
Forward, up forward.
It's just a harvest barn party.
Right hands round.
Kind of the end of the year hurrah, and it's just really nice just to get everybody together.
It's rural history, rural America, and which we don't see much of.
Top couples, sachets, skip down there.
And a lot of people might, you milked in this barn, or, well, you lived here, and yes, and it just brings the reality of country life back to a lot of people who really didn't know it existed.
The harvest year is winding down, and we have to be thankful for what we have. Years like this, maybe you'd like to have a little bit more, but all in all, it's still a pretty good life, and just a good way to say, hey, let's celebrate what we got.
Everybody home and swing your partner, folks. Thank the band.
Thanks to Seth Jovag for today's story. This episode of Wisconsin Life was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council with additional support from the Mead-Witter Foundation of Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network, talking with travel writer Gary Knowles during this December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. It's about 20 minutes before 7 o'clock now on this Friday, November 30th. Gary is here once a month, and he brings with him his list of Wisconsin events that are happening in a particular month. His December sampler is on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like to check it out. I think we also have it on WPR.org/joy. But we also ask you to tell us what you have planned for this month. Is there a particular destination that you visit during the month of December? Is there any holiday-related event circled on your calendar? What do you do to get into the holiday spirit? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary Knowles is Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. He's a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. So, Gary, ever been to a barn dance?
I've never seen a barn dance. I have been to a dance in a barn. I haven't been to one as neat as that. But, you know, some of the things going on around the state there are similar. If you go over to Old World, Wisconsin at Eagle, I think it's next weekend, the 8th and 9th, they have Catch the Spirit of Christmas Past over there. And, of course, they've got all those ethnic settlement houses and whatever, really decorated up for the season. And it's kind of in that same vein, I think.
Very nice. Yeah, that's another place that is on my to-do list sometime. You know, I see on the list that, too numerous to mention, but, boy, just about every community has some sort of holiday fair of some sort. Maybe it's a arts and crafts show or a place to, you know, pick up some Christmas gifts.
Well, that is really true. There are literally dozens of them out there, and that, because there's a lot of them, not to diminish any one of them, they're all really neat because a lot of the local people are out there making crafts and gifts and whatever, and they all have their own little sale. And I found some of the neatest gifts I've ever found at some of these little sales. So, you know, I see just looking at the list here, Rhinelander, Portage, Richfield, Stoughton, Sauk City, Shorewood, all these places. You know, if you live in a community, chances are good you've got a little arts and crafts sale either going on this weekend or next weekend.
Yep. Yeah. Last Sunday, I did attend a local products sale. There were craftspeople that made things and some other products, soaps and all sorts of different things and artsy jewelry things. And that was at the UW-Madison Arboretum. And that was a nice event. We have Cindy and Westby with us now. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I have an event at my library, Beckham Memorial Library in Westby, and this is our 12th year, and we have the Night Before Christmas story, and then Santa visits. And all the children then go down to the basement, to the community room below the library, and we have about 10 gingerbread houses set up, and each house represents an institution in our town, and we decorate the school, the church, the stubber, the ski hill, the police station, etc., and it's a really fun night. It's a night for the young families of Westby.
What a nice thing. So everybody gets together and decorates gingerbread houses.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And for the little ones, every child that comes gets to have a giant gingerbread boy cookie.
Oh, how nice. And, you know, this is one of the things we're talking about. You know, there's so many, you know, special little unique things that communities do. And that sounds like a really fun one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cindy, for sharing that. And I was looking, there's got to be a lot of food-related things going on, too, Gary. I saw, and I, of course I'm not going to find it now, but it was a Christmas cookie walk. And it sounded really good. And I also saw that you can feast and hear some beautiful music at the Old Rittenhouse Inn in Bayfield.
Yeah, they have their annual Wassail concerts that take place kind of all through December, and it's really a special, a really great meal that they always do there. And then they have some wonderful singing, and it's a lot of fun. I see that it's probably, I think that's presented about a half a dozen times in December. And there's another neat cookie decorating event going on in Oconomowoc, and that's tomorrow, on Saturday. And that's at the Aurora Medical Center. People are invited to come over and decorate cookies.
Oh, that's great.
I always thought that was kind of fun, yeah, because, you know, you don't have to be a real artist, but you can kind of do some artistic decorating.
Oh, and I found it. It's December 1st, tomorrow, in Portage.
Okay.
It's the cookie walk, and apparently you purchase a cookie box
that's
filled
right.
with a map. And there are various specials for $5 at the Chamber of Commerce. And then you collect a cookie at all the participating businesses in Portage. It sounds kind of cute. So what are you planning on doing this December? 1-800-642-1234. Is there a special holiday event in your town? Or maybe you go somewhere else to for your Christmas tradition. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, who is with us once a month for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and we want to know what's on your calendar for the month of December. It's going to be a cloudy, cool day today with some patchy fog, a chance of light freezing drizzle. Highs today will be in the 30s. Tonight, areas of fog and some light freezing drizzle and snow, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, not as cool. There is a chance of rain, especially later in the day. Highs tomorrow will be in the 40s statewide. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State, Manners, Bridgewater's climate. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is the December edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with travel writer Gary Knowles, and I want you to tell me where to go. Where should I go in Wisconsin for fun festive time in December? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And when you're on the Facebook page, you can check out Gary Knowles' Wisconsin Event Sampler. He puts one of these together for us every month. And you can also check out the Where is the Wisconsin Public Radio Magnet Photo Contest, the last one. We've been doing this for about a year now, I think. And yeah, it's been a while, and this is the last one. So if you want your chance to win a magnet, guess where the WPR magnet is today on the photo on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. By the way, coming up on the Ideas Network after 7 o'clock, we are going to be talking with a psychologist and a writer about her new memoir, This is the name of the memoir, Gary. The $60,000 Dog, My Life with Animals.
All right.
So, she had a dog that cost a lot of money due to health issues as part of it. But we'll talk more about our relationship with animals, how far we will go for our animals, coming up after 7 o'clock. Well, we have full lines with listeners who have events to share. Stephanie in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. So you have a cookie walk in Green Bay, too?
Yeah, I heard you mention one in Holy Cross Family Parish. Holy Cross Parish in Green Bay on Bay of Sullivan Road has a cookie walk on December 14th, so Friday, from 1:30 to 7. We set up our entire gym after a very long time prepared Christmas concert the day before. And the entire parish comes out. And we invite people to come out to the community, and everyone brings cookies, and you can go through and walk through and find out a bunch of different kinds of cookies and purchase them by the pound.
So it's open to the public, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's great.
And I don't have to bring cookies, right?
No, you don't have to. The parents provide all that.
Leave with cookies.
I'm going to leave with cookies.
You walk away with all the cookies you want. So.
All right, and that's on December 14th.
Yes, it is.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Wonder if there's any Packers cookies in there.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, I bet you somebody has to do it. It's not exactly the Christmas colors, but well, why not?
Yeah.
Let's go next to Valerie. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Jeannie in Oconomowoc next. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi there.
Hi. What's going on in Oconomowoc?
Well, I think it's in Brookfield. It's the Wisconsin Memorial Cemetery. And they're having a meet and greet Mrs. and Mr. Santa Claus.
In the cemetery?
Yes.
Ah.
They have a huge, I don't know what the building is, but it's almost like a museum. And then they have a horse carriage ride of the property, and they give history of who's famous in the cemetery and how old the cemetery is. And
well, that's different.
It is. I don't have that on my list,
yeah,
but I hope we have it next year. Yeah,
that's really interesting. But it's more of like a historical thing for the community that happens to be at the cemetery. But to give it a little holiday flair, we have Santa there.
Yeah, and they have music and carolers all day long. It's really fun.
Sounds very good. Thank you very much, Jeannie. Well, I've never heard of that.
It's almost a combination of the Dia de los Muertos and Christmas, little Day of the Dead,
and I have to say, I don't think it's all that morbid to learn about history through a cemetery. I know a lot of people that really enjoy, learning history that way. And
there are some cemeteries that really do great tours like that,
yeah.
And that sounds like a good one.
Yeah. And Lori on Facebook says, I recommend the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train. It's beautifully lit up and makes a food bank contribution for communities that it stops in. In Wisconsin, the train stops in Harland, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Mauston, Sparta, and La Crosse.
Yep, we've got it down here. It's on the 9th that it's coming to Wisconsin Dells, at least according to our schedule. And it'll be making a stop there, it says, and they take donations.
Very nice. We have a little more information here. It looks like the train will be in Wisconsin on December 8th and 9th through the 11th. So it must be that they're stopping at these different places.
Okay.
I wonder if we can get, I guess there, we can get tickets to do that if we want to do it, I would presume. I think
you can just visit without even needing a ticket.
Oh, I see.
And as I understand, when they get to the Dells, they actually raffle off a pair of Green Bay Packer tickets.
Oh.
And so you can buy a raffle ticket and maybe win Packer tickets, but bring your donations for the train, for the food items.
Yeah. We have next Valerie in Greenfield. Hello, Valerie.
Hello. My event is the annual Sugar Plum Sweets and Musical Treats cookie sale at First United Methodist Church in West Dallas on 76th and Lapham, and it's next Saturday, December 8th, from 10 a.m. until noon, and people can buy a beautifully gifted box of Christmas cookies, all handmade, homemade, and there's also music available and candies, fudge, butter, and gingerbread boys for a dollar. You can have it personalized for a gift. And there's also punch and cocoa.
Well, you had me at cookies, so that's...
Sounds like fun. A tasty
treat.
You
don't have to bake, and for $9 a box, it's a beautiful gift.
It sounds great. And you say that's in West Allis?
West Allis.
All right. Thank you.
In Lapham.
Thank you so much, Valerie, for that. Well, we have time for you. If you have an event that you would like to let us know about, let everybody know about, that's happening either this weekend or through the month of December. We have been focusing on holiday-themed type activities or events, but it doesn't absolutely have to be that either. What's on your calendar this December? This is Tell Joy Where to Go for December, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's go to Rachel in Oshkosh next. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Very good. What do you have going on?
Well, I just moved back up from Florida, and I've got two events on my calendar. One in Oshkosh is the at the EAA Museum on Monday. You get free admission. They've got cookies and hot chocolate for the kids. It's really centered around getting the kids kind of interested in airplanes. So
cool.
That's on Monday in the evening. And then on December 22nd, my sister and I have decided to make a life change and start exercising.
Oh.
So every holiday, we're going to run the 5K on the 22nd in Milwaukee at the Santa Hustle.
All right.
That'll be our first 5K ever, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, and what a great resolution to make, and the Santa Hustle sounds like a fun way to go. Thank you so much, Rachel, and welcome back to Wisconsin.
Thank you.
So it's been a while since you've had a Wisconsin winter, then?
Only a couple years.
Oh, okay, all right. And they haven't been that bad lately.
No, actually, we've had some good ones.
So. Yeah.
And hey, the EAA is always good, too. I'm glad to hear she's got that in there.
Oh, and by the way, big hint here that the where is the WPR magnet photo is air and space related. So
check that
out. You know what? Amanda Magnus, my producer-director this morning, she is recommending, I know she's recommending this because it's about roller derby. She participates in roller derby, and the Mad Rollin' Doll season opens up on December 15th in Madison at the Alliant Energy Center, and they are calling this opener "Here Comes Slamaclaus."
Wow! Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't realize. Now, is she one of the Mad Rollin' Dolls?
Is that what you are, Amanda? I think she is in the rec league.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's not. I know
so
that
she's
in the you know, sort of like in the farm team.
not the super slammers.
No,
she seems like too nice a person to be slamming people around.
Yeah, we have time to take another call. Sue in Oshkosh. Hi, Sue.
Hi. This weekend, tonight and tomorrow, all day tomorrow and tomorrow night, is going to be a whimsical holiday wonderland downtown in Oshkosh at 217 North Main. Two wonderful women have donated their Christmas tree and ornament collection to United Way, and the funds from the event will support United Way.
Oh, nice.
Thank you very much, Sue. And I do want to get this last call on because we were meaning to talk about this, Gary. Norma in Manitowoc is with us.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Gary. December 8th, the Wisconsin Maritime Museum will have a Christmas tree event of sorts. Santa Claus is going to arrive on the fish tug Susie Q and give trees to families who need them. There may be some left over. We'll have Lee Murdoch there singing, and he'll sing his ballad of the Christmas tree ship.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's
and
great.
I thought there was also another, was there a
tour?
There's
of the Nooks, there? The Nooks and Crannies tour, Norma. Sounds pretty interesting, where you get to tour the USS Cobia. And that's a fun submarine up there. Of course, they built submarines in Manitowoc, World War II. So it's a backdoor kind of tour of the submarine.
Sounds
which
really
ought
good.
To be really good.
Gary,
yeah.
We're out of time.
Okay.
Gary, thanks so much for being here. You will be here just before New Year's Eve next
time. We'll come in one more time. And Governor's Residence is open for tours, by the way.
Oh, that's right. We can do that too. Gary will be back on Friday, December 28th for Ways to Ring in the New Year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.